Though most of the music that you're going to hear this evening comes from one single source, the famous Old Hall manuscript, in fact, you're going to encounter lots of different styles within that source material. You've heard the Agincourt Carol, which of course is specifically about the Agincourt campaign. We now turn to a specific person, Henry V. Although when he penned these Gloria and Sanctus movements, it's quite possible that he was still Prince Hal. I don't find it implausible to think that a young Hal might have composed these pieces. They're in a song-like, beautiful song-like, easy, carefree sort of style. And indeed, they also possess some what one might call compositional errors, which bearing in mind Hal was entertaining himself on other extracurricular adventures is perhaps understandable.
Oh.
The influence of plain chant is everywhere to be heard in this repertoire, and in the course of our program, we're going to interpolate some of the appropriate chants in amongst the polyphony that you're going to hear. In the case of the motets in this program, which includes the next piece, Salvatoris Mater by Dammit, the chant provides a basis for some very complex music, interleaving voice work above it. And these two voices often contain two different texts going on at the same time, but above a tenor part which iterates a particular piece of chant which often has a political and theological resonance. By contrast, we also are singing some music of beautiful hymn-like simplicity, also characteristic of England at the time, and Beata Progenies by Lionel Power is one such piece.
Oh, Zion. Hurray.